let's do a guided meditation. Just let your body relax. Take some deep breaths to get your body comfortable. Invoke the inner friend, that attitude of welcoming, non-resisting, just welcoming whatever comes up, whatever feelings come up, good or bad. Let all those feelings come into just a non-threatening, welcoming environment. So you've had some time to think about some of these childhood memories that are still with you and that you may not have thought about it, but if you think about it, probably wish that they would have been different. So I want you to go back, pick one of those memories. Others might come up also, but for now, just let yourself pick one of those memories. Remember it. And when you're ready, just think about, even from the standpoint of that little girl or little boy, whatever the situation may be, how would you have loved that to be? What were you expecting, if anything? But now looking back on it, just let yourself imagine freely. Relive that situation in a different way. How would you love it to be? And let yourself enjoy the feelings of that imagination. I'll spend some time on this if other memories come up and you feel like moving on to them, just to go ahead. But let's just spend time in this revisioning, feeling differently, and letting the imagination change the affect. have just a few more minutes. I'm going to do something else. Come out of the meditation, 2 or 3 more minutes. There's a little time left. It's almost 12. So I want you to ask. I want to ask you to do something that we don't usually do, but it's a nice thing to do. I want you to pair up, or it can be three. If there's odd numbers, it can be 2 or 3. You have a half an hour to go share some of your stories, just like I did with you, to actually tell to your little group if it's the story that you feel comfortable telling. You don't do something you don't want to do. Tell a little one. You don't have to tell your biggest one. But just put some voice to some of these stories and how you reimagined it. Tell somebody. You know. You feel too threatened to do that? No. You all know each other. You should do that. It really helps. I wouldn't ask you to do it if it doesn't help. I know what it means to actually tell somebody. You have it's 12 o'clock now. You could, I can give you 15 minutes to go and do that together and then come back.
Okay.
Then you can do it longer later. Now you only have 15 minutes. Okay? Let's fix it.